Welcome to the Grappling Discourse Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Scaff, and today is episode number 130. I want to talk about disappointment. First, I am almost at 100 episodes this year. So if you guys remember back to January when I did my 2020 goals episode, my big goal this year was to do 100 podcasts. Almost there. I need 10 more. So obviously, unless something crazy happens, I'm easily going to hit that. I'm very, very proud of that because when I first started the podcast, you guys have heard me say this, I was really worried that I wasn't going to stick with it. That was one of the big things why I waited so long to start the podcast, because I didn't want to be one of those guys that started a podcast and after 20, 30, 40 episodes, I quit. I wanted, if I started, to stick with it. And the podcast is doing great. It's growing. It's healthy. There are a lot more episodes to come. Now, something else that happened earlier today, something I learned was that this podcast, The Grappling Discourse, has been downloaded in 57 different countries. 57. That is mind-blowing. It is humbling. And I'm almost at a loss for words. I couldn't believe it. The last time I had checked, it was like 3 or 4 months ago, probably even maybe even a little bit longer than that. And it was at 24. I believe it was 24. So it's more than doubled. 57. It's been downloaded on every continent. And I just, again, I'm at a loss for words. I can't believe that. And so I thank you, everyone stateside and everyone overseas listening. Just know the Grappling Discourse is going to continue to improve. And I hope the content continues to inspire, to help you, and you just find it enjoyable. That's definitely my goals. I want to provide content that challenges you to grow, that helps you in your personal and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu life, as well as content that you find interesting. So thank you. Now, let's get to the main topic of the day, disappointment. Now, why do I want to talk about disappointment? Well, last week we had belt promotions. So anytime that there are belt promotions, there's always a group of guys that are super happy, and then there's always a small group that are disappointed. They're sad. They're angry. They're a little bitter and a little jealous. And now, first, I want to say that this is completely normal. Every single guy that trains has faced those feelings. And belt promotions are the number one way to get a guy to feel, you know, to feel that disappointment. I'd say even more than just getting beat. I mean, some guys take not getting promoted very hard. And what I'll say is, you guys know that I have faced those same feelings. I've been disappointed. I've been jealous of my teammates. I've been a little angry. I've been a little bitter. When I was a white belt and guys got promoted to blue belt before me, I remember being jealous. I remember not being happy. And that is perfectly normal. And so I don't want to talk about changing, you know, the way you feel about promotions, or I don't want to talk about belt promotions. What I do want to talk about, though, is how you deal with those feelings. And I want to talk about disappointment in general, whether you didn't get promoted at work, whether somebody scored higher on a test than you, whether you didn't make the team and your friend did. You know, you tried out for the basketball squad, you got cut, and your best friend made it. We all have these same feelings. And now, first, what you need to do is you need to process the disappointment, and you need to say, what does this disappointment say about me? And not the negative things. I don't mean like, oh, it means I'm a loser. No. What are the positive things that these feelings mean? This feeling of disappointment, this feeling of a little bit of bitterness, a little bit of jealousy. Well, first, it shows that you care. So when you don't get promoted, when you thought you deserved your blue belt, it just shows that you care about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And that's a really cool thing, that you found something you care about. It means a lot to you. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu means a lot to you. That belt means a lot to you. And there's nothing to be ashamed about. That's really awesome. It means that you want to excel and that you want to get better at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It means that you think you're ready for that next step. These are things that should be applauded, you know, and you should look and go, okay, I am disappointed, but I'm disappointed because, look, I care about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. If this was an activity I didn't care about and I didn't get promoted, well, who cares? But this is something that means a lot to me. And that's awesome that we have all found something, an activity that we love and that it means a lot to us. But at times, we're going to experience a little bit of heartbreak. It also shows that you believed you've worked hard and you have worked hard. Honestly, I have never seen a guy that has been training 4 months and when we did promotions, he's like devastated because he didn't get promoted. Never seen that, ever. I've never seen a guy that's been training a year or less feel that way. It's always guys that have been grinding for a year, year and a half, 2 years, 2.5 years. Not guys that just got promoted to blue belt 4 months ago and they're like, man, I can't believe I didn't get promoted to purple belt. It's like, no, this guy's been, he's won a blue belt tournament. He's won 2 blue belt tournaments. He's been a blue belt for over a year. He's been slaying it. He's been training 4 times a week. He does all the rounds. He comes with the competition practices and he didn't get promoted. That disappointment comes from knowing that you worked hard, knowing about the sacrifices that you've made to get better at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And so recognize that that disappointment doesn't, again, always mean a negative thing. It also shows a lot of the positive sides of your relationship with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And so after you've kind of processed those feelings, to me, and that's something I wish I would have known to do again at white and blue belt, because when you don't process those feelings and you don't kind of understand how to process them, again, it turns into that jealousy. It starts to turn into bitterness. It starts to turn into anger. And then you're thinking about, oh, well, my instructor doesn't care about me. Screw him. Or, you know, Brandon never watches me. Scaff never watches me. Yada, yada, yada. And when you can process them and kind of go, no, I feel this way, not because I'm jealous of my teammate. I'm not mad at my instructor. It's just this means a lot to me. And I want that. Then you can really start to think clearly and think, okay, well, why didn't I get my belt? Because this is something I care about and I want to work harder. I want to find a way and I want to get my next promotion. Now, I think disappointment, besides the fact that it is a healthy feeling, especially when you process it the way that I just did, it's super important because what you'll see over the course of your journey, well, it could be anything, you know, it could be work, it could be family related, it could be, you know, whatever, it could be your friendship, you know, it could be dealing with your friends. But what it shows over the course of the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu journey is you're going to see a lot of growth and maturity with how you deal with disappointment. Because I remember times that I was jealous of my teammates, where I wasn't the center of the attention. I always wanted to be the golden boy. Like growing up, that was something I wanted. I wanted everyone to see me as the soccer captain that was the best soccer player in the state of Kentucky. And he was also the basketball. And then he was going to be homecoming king. Like I wanted to stand out. I wanted to have good grades. I wanted to be special. I wanted to be told I was special. And so Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, though, has really shown me and allowed me to not be the center of attention. Like I don't have to be the center of attention anymore. I can sit back and be happy for other guys' promotions. I can sit back and be happy when another guy's giving a speech and he's having his day. It doesn't always have to be Matt's day. When I first started and was kind of immature with the process of promotions, you know, I didn't process and I didn't handle that well. But not handling that well has allowed these moments, like last week, to be sweeter. Because now I do know what it was like to, you know, be jealous of my teammates, to kind of be mad at my instructor, to be bitter about the whole Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu journey. Well, now I can just relax and just smile and I can listen and be happy for others. And that growth, it's almost like I promoted myself, you know, like that makes me so happy. You know, not having those negative emotions, it's just so freeing. And I know that that's only due to my growth in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and the disappointment I faced at earlier parts of my journey. They say once you get black belt that you start all over again. And I think a lot of that is true. You know, You learn so much more at black belt, but you also are so much more mature at black belt. You handle things, your life, so much more responsibly and so much more calmly, honestly. I find myself like it's really hard to get angry. It's very rare. Like when I first started as a young guy, 20-year-old, I mean, just little things would set me off. Little things in my life would just set me off, would send me spiraling out of control. And I just feel so much more in control of my life. And so I just want you guys out there to know, again, it's perfectly normal to feel disappointed, to be upset when you don't get promoted. But really make a list of what positive things that show about you. Then assess how you're going to get better. What's maybe a reason you didn't get promoted? And then second, especially you guys that are in the, you know, especially the brown and black belt, you're a brown or black belt, really just kind of reflect on how you dealt with early promotions, you know, when you weren't the center of attention, when a teammate was getting all the attention and you felt maybe that jealousy start to creep up. Think about how you're handling it now. And be proud of the growth that you've made from white to black belt, from white to brown belt. Because brown belt, it really started to sink in like, okay, I don't always have to be the center of attention. Especially mid-brown belt, it was just like, okay, this isn't always all about me. And again, that's such a freeing feeling. I hope you guys enjoyed today. And I really appreciate, again, all of the support. Remember, the PGF Friday, 6 p.m., we have some banging matches. This week, we have some really top-notch level matches. There's going to be, I mean, some absolute wars. So tune in, listen to me break down these matches and commentate, and invite somebody. Share it with somebody. Anybody that you know that's interested in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, just tell them about the PGF and tell them to give it a chance. Because I really do think that in the next year or two, this is going to be one of the five biggest Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu shows out there. It's going to be one of the biggest in the world. 100%. I firmly believe that. Until next time, guys, I love you. Have a great day. Peace.